It's Wednesday, December 19th, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains, and internet services. In today's episode, you can hear the first in a series of conversations recorded at Congregation 2018, which was held last month in Cong, County Mayo. It's the sixth year of this unique unconference event, and the theme this year was ideas. You can't buy a ticket for Congregation. There are no passive participants. Everyone who attends has earned their place by writing a submission on the theme. Throughout Saturday, participants gather in groups known as huddles to discuss each other's submissions, to teach and to learn. The effect is difficult to describe, but I know that participants at Congregation 2018 came away with a particular sense of elation this year. It's hard to explain the appeal of Congregation, but browsing the site at congregation.ie is a very good place to start, if only to give you an idea of the kind of people who were there. And listening to this podcast may also be helpful. Over the next few weeks, we'll feature interviews recorded at Congregation here on the Black Knight podcast and blog. Black Knight has sponsored Congregation for several years. As the crowd gathered around the cross in the main street for the traditional group photograph, I spoke to the founder and organiser of Congregation, Owen Kennedy.
So we're now at the end of the sixth congregation. Approximately 95 people have descended upon the village of Cong to discuss ideas. My litmus test is that I just go in and I listen, and if the conversations are buzzing, I know that it's been successful. People are still chatting. Nobody's in eager rush to kind of meander on. The range of topics has been amazing, and even the type formats that people put in. So in the submissions that went up on the site, we had everything from poems, to YouTube videos, to audio, to quotes. So people were really creative about how they submitted. It was a difficult topic for most people. Talking to people, a lot of their reflection was they wrote it in an hour, but it took them 2 months to write, which is a good sign because it's a challenging thing that they take time to reflect upon. And then because they're here, they're really inspired.
The timing of the year is kind of really a factor as well, isn't it, Owen? There's something about November congregation.
Yeah, so Cong is a tourist village. So if you ran this in the middle of the summer, you wouldn't be helping anyone. So the second part of the reason was to run it in an off tourist season so that you could run it in a quiet village where you don't have massive infrastructure, and if you could get all of the community to work together, you could run an event that should be in a big city.
But it's a time for reflection as well, isn't it?
It is. You're kind of moving into kind of a winter season. You're coming out of the summer, the dark nights, you know, plenty of time to reflect upon things. And that gets reflected here. And thankfully, the weather has been wonderful.
I've had some interesting conversations with people today, and a lot of people saying how, you know, most events, they're for people who are experts in their field, they're a particular niche or whatever it is. But when you come to Congregation, you meet people who are experts in different fields, and you find, first of all, that not only can they explain what their ideas are to you, but you also find they're very interested in your ideas altogether as well. I'm talking about people, for example, maybe who have more of an interest in sociology and things like that, and then other people who are more involved in technology. You get this, was it a mesh you called it?
Mind mesh is what we're calling it this year. Yeah. So one of the things that makes it a really interesting experience is that you have a variety of age profiles. So the youngest was 13 and the oldest was 82. So that adds a lot to it because you have vast experience and new perspectives. And the other thing that adds to it is that the variety of backgrounds. So you have everything from academics to business owners through to teachers to educators to politicians. You have this broad mix, and everyone comes from it from a different perspective. And my take is that none of us have all the pieces, but we have bits of the jigsaw puzzle and we can make it together.
Is it difficult to organise?
There's a massive amount of logistics. So as part of the weekend, there were 8 separate events that all had to be organised individually, with briefing papers, with people to kind of manage and do on the day. But it just means advanced preparation is kind of the key. An awful lot of moving parts. For example, just uploading the post onto the website is a month and a half's work.
Owen, well done on all the hard work, and congratulations, and thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Black Knight, for sponsoring it.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast. That was Owen Kennedy, founder and organiser of Congregation, the unique event that takes place each November in Cong, County Mayo. And we'll have more from Congregation in the coming weeks. But first, let's take a peek inside Black Knight's workshop in Carlow and see what the elves are up to.
'Twas the week before Christmas.
And at Black Knight HQ.
The staff are excited. Sure you would be too. The tinsel was hung round the office with flair.
As we carefully monitored hard and software.
Well, down in the data centre, the servers were humming. The coolers were cooling and the hard drives were thrumming.
Dollops of data were sucked down the fibre.
Through routers and switches.
Into space. That was cyber.
For websites and email and data and blogs.
With cat pictures, memes and lots of cute dogs.
And e-commerce too.
Lots of shopping and shipping and
digital goodies.
Downloading and zipping.
So we checked all the routers.
And just like Santa's list.
We double checked too. Made sure nothing was missed.
Email and hosting. DNS.
Ho ho ho.
Cloud and domains.
And WordPress. 5.0.
And we planned and we plotted for 2019.
Another year working to help SMEs.
New products and plans and support and security.
Events, exhibitions.
And the startup community.
When we all work together, the future looks bright.
Merry Christmas to all.
Lots of love
from Black Knight.
I hope you enjoyed that. And if you visit blacknight.blog, you can see there's a video version of that as well, featuring just some of our staff. Some of the others were remarkably shy. Agus Sinnevuil, O Fad Crella Black Knight Gofolin. That's it from the Black Knight podcast until next week, when we'll bring you a special episode on some positive stories from Scotland. We'll also have details of our great big January sale, so don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and to the blog. Just go to blacknight.blog/podcast. Wemshe Conam Winichon Slán Agus Benachti Nanolog Orif Galeid.